On January 9th, Yellow Springs High School AP and Advanced Art Class is hosting an art opening at Village Artisans for our first ever student-ran art exhibition, Views of the Village.
The exhibit will feature works of art from seven different students, all with their own interpretation of the common theme, Views of Yellow Springs. Mark the date. That's January 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Village Artisans in Yellow Springs. We hope to see you there.
And we're going to tell you more about that here in just a second here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We had the Lab Partners back there with music from their latest album, Winter Pills, covering Sharon Van Etten's One Day on their Echo Lala album. Tokyo Police Club back there as well, Motel Bed, Sylvan Esso, and Woman's Hour doing a track from their album, Conversations. And usually Tom's hanging out in the background doing all the engineering stuff, keeping us on task, if you will, keeping me on task. But he is part of the art show, the aforementioned art show, and has put together a few previews for us. Tom, let's start off. Give us some background on this. This art show that's going to be happening here in the Village is put together by one of your classes here at the high school. Tell us about the class and what you guys are doing.
Well, it's a really small class. There's only seven of us. And so our school has been kind of spearheading this idea of PBL, like project-based learning. And it's kind of stuck, but we've had to experiment with different projects, and it's obviously a lot easier to do with an art class. So we decided to try one, and in doing so, we had to decide on a project. And, you know, we wanted it to be for charity, we wanted it to go to a good cause, but we wanted it to also have a really good hands-on aspect, too. So we kind of shot down, you know, the what you would commonly think of, like, creating works of art for a homeless shelter. You know, I know that doesn't sound good to shoot those ideas down.
Well, you wanted to do something different.
Yeah, no, yeah. So we decided what we wanted to do is actually create our own show, which is a lot of work. We've been working on it for, wow, I guess like two and a half months. Anyhow, it's going to be at Village Artisans on January 9th. And like I said, it's been a lot of work. So it started by us deciding on what we were going to do, where we were going to do it. And we had, in order to get that done, we had to get it okayed by Village Artisans. And to do that, you're already into the professional aspect of it. You have to, you know, meet with them and get it okayed and all of this stuff. And it's very difficult. And the work has to be good work, too. So that's another aspect is, you know, some of us created pieces that we ended up not using, which was incredibly frustrating. So
in terms of putting it together, I mean, what you're describing, it's exactly what you said. It is a very professional thing to do. I mean, that's the way that, you know, when we're doing an event here at the station, when my colleagues at other nonprofits and organizations are getting ready to do their events, they're following these same steps. For you guys as students and sort of the first time diving into this, yeah, what was that like?
Well, we had guidance from our art teacher, Elizabeth Simon. She's been incredibly helpful, but it has boiled down to us doing the actual research and work, and we've been the ones that have contacted Village Artisans and whatnot. And like you said, this is our first experience doing any of that. I mean, we're still students in high school. And so it's kind of weird, I'm not going to lie, but I mean, it's proving to work out really well, especially in a community like this, when everyone is so willing to, you know, nurture this kind of thing. And so we've been really, really fortunate to have, you know, just all sorts of people help with us, like WISO, for example, doing this. And so I think it's easier than it would be if we were completely on our own, because we're definitely having a lot of help. But it's definitely still, we're still on our own.
Yeah, yeah. You've got support, but you're still doing all of the actual work. So you went through the mechanics of, you know, get the venue, get the date, all of that. What about the art itself? How did you go about that?
Well, so all of the artwork is tied together, I don't know if you heard this in the promo, by a common theme, you know, views of Yellow Springs. And we each interpreted that in our own way, as you can see in the pieces. one of my pieces is called Third Friday. You know, there are other pieces of the covered bridge and things like that. It's either taken literally or in a different light. And so we had running with that theme, we had to try to tie this piece, try to tie this exhibition together while still working together and still doing the whole organizing aspect. And so that was also really hard because we're usually used to just making the pieces and being done and getting a grade. But that was only like 10% of the work.
That's got to be a real, we talk a lot to musicians sort of about that whole idea of there's the creative end of it, and then there's like the business end, all of the little things you have to do. Yeah. In the art world, it's definitely
the
same way.
Business end is colossal, which I didn't really realize until this. So, I mean, it's a great experience, especially because I know a lot of us in this class are going to go on and have art be a huge part of our lives. And so it's definitely good to have this experience. I actually talked with Miss Simon, Nadia Mulhall, and Lake Miller about it. So actually, without further ado, we can just go ahead and listen to that conversation.
Okay, let's take a listen to that.
I had two big goals for this project. One was to put my students in the role of a professional artist, to help them see that being a professional artist is not just about creating beautiful work, but also thinking about display and presentation, promoting the work, creating products that they can sell. And the other goal was to really push them to create high quality work that they could really showcase in their portfolios.
That's been a really cool experience also, though, because as artists, especially in a high school setting, we don't get a chance a lot to prepare our art for a formal exhibition. So this is something that for all of us has been a first in making it look professional and making it marketable.
And also a challenge for us as well, because we didn't really have access to brand new frames, brand new display equipment. So we were purchasing secondhand frames, spray painting in black, washing the glass, doing our best to make do with what we had available to us.
I feel like the easiest part was creating the work, and then after that, we're kind of burnt out, but you still have to wrap everything all together and glue it on and spray paint and all kinds of stuff.
To be clear, we're not spray painting our artwork, though.
No, the frames.
The students first talked to Karen Wintrow from the Chamber of Commerce and Brian Hausch. They got some ideas for places to exhibit, how they might want to market their work, what the market was like. We were really lucky to have a DJ from Urban Handmade visit the students as well and give them some ideas for products that they might want to sell. And then we were really lucky to have four artists from Village Artisans come prior to their big presentation and just give them a little feedback on the work itself, things they might want to do to improve the work or to finish the work at its highest level. And hopefully all those things fell into place to help really push them to create high quality pieces. Project-based learning, in a nutshell, is learning through the creation of a project. And so they were learning how to create this work by creating it, of course, but also all the other professional requirements, what it takes to plan an exhibition, what it takes to collaborate together on the theme of an exhibition, working with professional artists when they were getting critique feedback. We were lucky to get feedback from a lot of different professionals, and they had to listen to that feedback, and they had to think about, what do we need to do in order to be successful, and what do we need to change or add to our plan? And that experience was extremely valuable for them. I think that it will benefit them whether they have a career in the arts or whether they have a completely different career path.
Also, I think having to prepare our work and present ourselves as professionals was really helpful for just like everyday kind of things that we'll probably have to do, even if we don't become professional artists.
Yeah, not all of my students are going to be professional artists, but they are all hopefully going to be professionals in some capacity. So talking to adults, presenting plans, listening to feedback and taking that feedback to make the work better, seeing a project through to its very end. So again, not just creating it and being done with it, but really dotting all those I's, crossing all those T's, and making sure that the work is really ready for a professional exhibition is very different than just creating a beautiful drawing or a beautiful painting.
When we talk about project-based learning, I think a big part that we talk about is the community involvement in the project, and that's something that this project has really done well, with talking to different artists from the community, talking to people who are involved in local government to get ideas from them on, you know, where we should go with this exhibition, has been something that's really helpful to us, and also I think it's something that we really look for in a good project.
This is like the only PBL project that was, it's been the most meaningful project-based learning project for me, definitely, because it's about things that I'm interested in, and it's really exciting to share with the community something that I'm proud of.
And going off of what Nadia said there at the end, it really is something that we really will carry away with us and take a lot from. I mean, like Ms. Simon said, we talked to DJ about these products that we're making. There are going to be prints there. There are going to be postcards. There are going to be magnets. And all of these things we made by hand. And the proceeds are going to go back to our art department to help, you know, help us so that we don't have to go to thrift stores anymore to recycle old frames, which actually, if you ask me, it kind of turned out pretty well. But, I mean, it's all self-sustainable, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that makes it matter a lot more.
Well, and it goes back to what we were talking about just a few minutes ago. It's that idea of, you know, if art is art or music or filmmaking or whatever is what you want to do, being able to have your creative pursuits, you know, have one thing fund the next thing and make it a sustainable career, it's very important to be thinking about that this early on in your in your career path.
And I think it's incredibly valuable, the process of learning by doing. I mean, as I've learned here in the radio station, sometimes the best way to learn is to just do it. As nervous as I was the first time mm-hmm. I spoke on air, I mean, that's just what you have to do. And likewise, when you're doing an art show, it's the first art show, and it's pretty scary, and there's a lot of work, but it just has to be done. And at the end of it, we're all going to have learned a whole lot.
Definitely, definitely. It actually reminds me when you said that, when I was doing reinvention stories last year, mm-hmm. One of the folks I interviewed, his name is Philippe, and he's an artist, and he talked about doing his first art show and how he was driving his work, he does glass work, down to Cincinnati, and he actually broke some of the pieces mm-hmm. in the process, which like sounds like this, you know, just horrible, traumatic thing, but he said, I didn't know how to even transport my own work. And that was a learning process. And, you know, it's all these little things that you have to learn. Yeah. But he never would have known that if he hadn't just done it, you know.
Yeah, no, like while we're talking about breaking things, we broke in the process of framing. We broke some of our frames, mm-hmm. which were very difficult to get because all of us managed to create pieces that had really weird dimensions. And so that was actually kind of a big setback. We had to... Miss Simon was kind enough to find another frame for us, and, you know, we refurbished it and everything. But that was a learning process. We're definitely going to plan around how to actually set up the exhibit next time, because that wasn't really something that we had taken into account, mm-hmm. and that was definitely kind of an obstacle for us. So this show is at Village Artisans on January 9th, upcoming on Friday. I hope everyone can make it out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hear Lake is bringing baklava, so if nothing else, you'll
come
get
out
free
for the baklava.
Baklava.
And of course, to see some amazing art that is the Yellow Springs High School art exhibit. Views of the Village is the title and the theme that ties all of the pieces together in one way or another. It's this Friday at Village Artisans here in Yellow Springs. We've got a link up to some details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And Tom, is there anything else people ought to know before they come out and check out all this great artwork that you and your classmates put together?
Baklava.
Baklava. That's a selling point right there. We're going to go back to some music, but Tom, thank you so much for putting that together for
thank
us.
Thank you.
Here is Bishop Allen from their latest album, Lights Out.